Services for U.S. Senator John McCain have concluded at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush delivered remarks. McCain's daughter, Megan, eulogized her father, saying he was many things.
He was a sailor. He was an aviator. He was a husband. He was a warrior. He was a prisoner. He was a hero. He was a congressman. He was a senator. He was a nominee for President of the United States. These are all the titles and the roles of a life that has been well lived. But they are not the greatest of his titles, nor the most important of his roles. He was a great man. We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness.
McCain will be buried Sunday at his college alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. He died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. President Trump notified Congress that he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks with Canada ended without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA. The talks were overshadowed by Mr. Trump boasting any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms and that the U.S. will no longer be taken advantage of.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
More NAFTA meetings are planned. The U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands said in a statement that two people injured in a stabbing incident Friday in Amsterdam Central Station are U.S. citizens. Dutch police say the assailant was an Afghan citizen who was shot by police and is in their custody. The Associated Press reports the suspect has a German residence permit and Amsterdam police are in touch with German authorities. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has cut funding to the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. The U.S. State Department ended decades of support to the organization Friday, saying the administration has carefully reviewed the issue and determined that the United States will not make additional contributions to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. The leader of Russian-backed separatists in Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine was killed in an explosion at a cafe Friday, prompting Russia to accuse Ukraine of assassinating him while Kiev blamed separatist infighting. Rosanna Philpott reports.
On Friday, a blast tore through the building, killing the leader of Russian-backed separatists in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russia has accused Ukraine of assassinating Alexander Zakarchenko in a supposed attempt to spark a renewed war. Kiev said it had nothing to do with the blast and instead blamed separatist infighting. Zakarchenko led the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic from 2014, since Russian-backed rebels threw off Ukrainian central rule in an armed uprising. A shaky, internationally brokered ceasefire has held off large-scale fighting since 2015, but outbreaks of shooting are still frequent.
That's Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. A United Nations watchdog committee accuses China of holding more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in political re-education camps in the region. As Alicia Schlein reports for VOA, the 18 independent experts of the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination said they have received numerous credible reports of widespread torture and ill treatment in China.
Committee member Nicola Morugan says those subjected to cruel treatment include Tibetans, Uyghurs, and other ethnic minorities, as well as political protesters and human rights defenders.
The committee has been alarmed by numerous reports of detention of large numbers of ethnic Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities held incommunicado and often for long periods without being charged or tried under the pretext of countering terrorism and religious extremisms. The committee regrets that there is no official data on how many people are in long-term detention.
The committee reports many people are forced to spend varying periods of time in political re-education camps. It says even non-threatening expressions of Muslim ethno-religious culture, like daily greetings, are enough to get people locked up.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Brazil's electoral court has ruled that former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will not be allowed to run in this year's presidential campaign. While he serves a 12-year prison sentence, Brazilian law prohibits a candidate from running for office for 8 years after criminal conviction. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it.